Okay, today's daf is Vachem Daf Chafei, and we are still in the second parak. We're going through each one of the psulim. Hope yesterday you enjoyed the Kiddush HaRitzpah of David HaMelech. Again, that was an important line. How though Shlomo HaMelech built the base of Mikdash, David HaMelech was Mekadish the Ritzpah. That's used by many a simcha, even though this family, you know, they might not be, the older generation might not be around anymore, but the grandparents, the great-grandparents were Mekadish the Ritzpah of the family. The Gemara is off-quoted at a simcha. Okay, so we are on Chav Dalet Amud Beis. We're talking about using the right hand, or the right foot, or whatever right is required. So the Gemara ended up quoting a shita of Rabbi Barachana, who held that every time it said the word either Kohen or Etzba, that refers to the right hand. The Gemara says, does it mean both? Does it mean either? So the Gemara ended up saying, at least according to Rabbi Barachana, it means either, at least in one direction. Etzba always means Kohen, even though Kohen might not mean Etzba. But says the Gemara, now four lines to the bottom, we're going to start. Chav Dalet Amud Beis. Ella hada amarava yad yad the kmitza regal regal la chalitza oz and the ritzia lamali. By all these cases, what do you need the gzeira shavas? What do you need the gzeira shavas for? It's okay. What do you need the gzeira shavas for in each of these contexts? Based on Rabbi Barachana, it would be okay because it says kahuna by each of these contexts, by the kmitza, the kohen is to the kmitza, by the regal regal chalitza, by all of these. Why would you need the specific zera shava in each context? So says the Gemara, because Rabbi Barachana, it would be known already. Answers the Gemara, nafka midar Barachana nafka. So Gemara answers chad the komet chad the kiddush komet. No, machlokas is. The issue is that you would need it for the komet and the kiddush komet. As we discussed about 2 weeks ago, when we do the karban mincha, what does one do? So one puts the flour into a kli shareis. I'm a kaddish the mincha. And then I put it into a kli shareis. That is l'kulei alma. Everybody agrees that you have to put it into a kli shareis to start. Then I do the kmitza, which is the substitute for shechita by the karban minchas. I stick my right hand into the kli, the flour. I take out the flour. I rub my pinky and my thumb onto my three middle fingers. That's the kmitza, and that has to be burned on the mizbeach. Once that's burned on the mizbeach, then the kahanim could eat the rest of the flour, which is kachet kachem, which could only be eaten by zechrei kahuna. By a mincha that a kohen himself brings, that has to be totally burned on the mizbeach. So machlokas whether kmitza is done by a minchas kohen. After all, the whole thing is going to be burned anyway. But do you have to do kmitza because it's part of one of the avodos, or no? You just burn the whole thing. That's a machlokas which Bez Hashem will get to. But by a regular case of a karban mincha, but brought by Yisrael, so the kohen does the kmitza. Well, you already alluded on Daf Yud Aleph to the issue of what happens then. So the rabbanon hold that kmitza has to be put into another kli shareis. You have to have special kedusha for that kmitza. You have to bring that to the mizbeach and then be makter it. But Reb Shimon, if you remember, which we'll allude to again in a second, Reb Shimon says that no, you can just bring it in your hand. Once it had the kmitza originally, you can just bring it in your hand. But the Gemara here assumes that maybe that's why we need the gzeira shava, because you need two sources related to the fact that you have to use the right by a karban mincha, chad le komets, the chad le kiddush komets. One for the komets, the second stage of the avoda, after you put it into the kli shareis to begin with, but the kohen doing it himself, taking it out with his right hand, and the chad le kiddush komets, even the holding of the kli that you're putting the kmitza into, so that also requires the right hand. Rashi points out, not here but elsewhere, that if you think about it, so then you're going to need two kahanim. You need two kahanim to do it, because how could one kohen do the kmitza with his right hand, and then put it into a kli that's being held with his right hand? Well, you have it in your pinky, and you have the kmitza done in your fingers. It's impossible. That's why, pashas, you're going to have one kohen doing the actual kmitza, and another kohen doing the Kabbalah Sakamitsa if they both have to be in the right hand. Just to remind everyone, the discussion that we had back on Daf Yud Aleph, the very important discussion of the Achronim, and that is the difference between a Karban Mincha and a Karban, what's known as that one is Avodas Adam, a Behema. Because after all, a Behema, right when I mock the shit with my mouth, this animal's Kadosh, it has Kedusha. It has Kedusha, I don't have to do anything else. Yeah, there's an added element once I shecht it. But really, right away, it's kadosh, based on the hakdasha. Why, by a karban mincha, do you need all these stages? You have to put it into the kli shareis, and then you have to put it into another kli shareis. So he's quoted there from the Brisker Rav and from Meir Simcha from the Meshech Chachma, two ideas. The Brisker Rav says, no, inherently, karban mincha works differently. Shekadusha sa guf shel behema, va'of, The kedushas haguf shel minachos heim shtei kedushos defrados. It's two separate types of kedushos. She kedushas haguf shel behema va'ov hu mikoach din hektish shu befiv. The chiddush of a behema is that you can be makdash an animal. That's the special din of hakdasha. The kedusha, which already is a chiddush, we take it as a davar pashut, but it's a chiddush that I can make something sanctified. I thought only a kedush baruch hu could make something sanctified. No, there's an institution called hektish. A misirasa legavol, a misirasa lehektish. Right? So again, there is a concept of giving something to the base of English, but we're all familiar with that. But that only applies by animals. But the Brisker Rav says, when it comes to a carbon mincha, no, it's only based on the kedusha of the hakdasha of the kli. It doesn't really achieve kedusha status until it reaches that kli. The meshachachba, which you can put with the Brisker Rav, not as a mutually exclusive, he says, why is that? Because an animal is one unit. So if I'm makdash an animal, you can understand how this is one item, I'm makdash it, it all has kedusha. By a carbon mincha, what makes all the different grains of flour, how does that connect to each other? Where's the tziruf? Says the meshachachma, that's why you need the kli, because that's mitzareif everything. Thank you very much. That's mitzareif everything. This was Rebbeir Simcha in the Chuvis at the end of Chelik Beis of his Chiddush Rebbeir Simcha Lashas, where he says the Achlo Kitchen Bekli Chaser Hatziruf Deboi Shiri Saran Lemincha Unesachim Muktores the Bekulu Akli Ose Hatziruf Avol Behema Vaof De Nefesh Have Kadosh Kedushas Aguf Uboi Mon Leftosa Bebehema. V'chulu, says the Rebbeir Simcha, there's a big difference between animals, whether they might be what we call behemos, as a keves or a shor or all the other ones, and an ofos versus karban mincha, because of the issue they are one unit versus being different parts, and that is the karban mincha. Thank you. Another nafkamina is the gemara we had back in the first parak of Maseches Kedushin, where I try to be, let's say I'm a kaddish, an arm of a woman. I want to be married to to an arm of a woman. So do we say hispashas kedusha bakula, that no, you can't be married to an arm of a woman. You're married to the whole woman. The Gemara there compares it in a fascinating way to karbanas. If I'm makdish a leg of an ola, so Gemara talks about hispashas kedusha bakula. It's one unit. You can't be makdish a leg of an ola unless the kedusha's damim. But if I'm makdish a kedusha's aguf, that has to be this item sacrifice. So then it will be automatic. Would you say the same thing by a karban mincha? That's a nafkamina regarding the Bet Shechachma's idea. What he says, think about a karban mincha, if you're makdish, before you put it into the klisharis, before that sirif, if I'm makdish a little bit of this flour, so maybe that's more like, unlike a regular case of klusha zaguf, if it's pasha klusha bakula, because it's different units. Okay, possibly. Anyway, that was an important discussion we had back on Daf Yud Aleph, but as we know in Maseches Zachim, we gotta keep chazering over and over again to remember the yesodos that we come across. So we have it here again on the bottom of Daf Chaf Dalet. So what the Gemara say? What do you need two sources for? By Kmitza, if it already, so what do you need the Gzera Shava of Yad Yad, if you already have the din of Rabba Rabba Chana, that whenever it says Etzba and Kihun, it is teaches me the right. So no, one for Kometz and one for Kiddush Kometz. Says the Gemara now, 1 second. Ul Reb Shimon, Dilo Boi Kiddush Kometz. But what about according to Reb Shimon, that you don't require Kiddush Kometz? Remember, this does not mean the first stage. Everybody agrees that the first stage, the flour has to be put into a kli shareis. The machlokes is about the second stage. Once I do the kmitza, does that kmitza have to be put into another kli shareis? So the Reb Shimon, the little boy kiddush komed, according to Reb Shimon, who does not require that second stage of kiddush komed, and ulamanda amar the Reb Shimon nami boy kiddush komed, and even if you want to say that, according to Reb Shimon's Machlokas, exactly what Reb Shimon holds. That's what we have been assuming. But over there in Menachos, Meshim will have it in a couple of months. Reb Shimon, according to Sabshi, this also requires, but it'd still be a question according to him, why? Bismol achshure machshir. He allows you to do the avodah bismol. We're just like we had here. Right? We had at the beginning of our parak, Anaf Tesvav. The last line of the Mishnah, Kibel Kabbalah bismol. So Reb Shimon allows Kabbalah b'smol also. So Yad Yad Rav Alamali. So he either does not require Kiddush Kometz, or he says Avodah is okay b'smol. So there's something extra according to Reb Shimon. So E L'Kmitza Atzma. If he say, you say he needs it for the actual Kmitza, which he also requires to be done with the right hand, Mid Rav Yehuda Brei Rav Chiya Nafka. He learns it from the following: Dam Rav Yehuda Brei Rav Chiya. My time with Reb Shimon. Dam Akra. Shimon tells like we had earlier. A carbon mincha is described that it is kodesh kadashim like a chatas and like an asham. So what does that mean? A carbon mincha is like a chatas, like an asham. There's two different karbanas. They're both ba'al chait. They both come for averis, and asham comes for three specific averis, along with a couple of other types of carbon asham, and a chatas comes for many averis. So what is the meaning that a carbon mincha is kachatas v'ka'asham? They're all kachay kachim. But is there something more specific? So the Gemara darshins, ba lo'ov de biyad, the Reb Shimon says you have a choice what to do by a carbon mincha. After I do the kibitza, and I have it in my hand, I can walk myself to the mizbeach, I could do the hagasha and do the hakdara straight from my hand, or I could put it into a kli. Reb Shimon says you have a choice. But it depends which way you do it. If you do it with your hand, bala ov de biyad, if I choose not to put it into the kli and just walk to the mizbeach straight, ov de biyamin, kachatas. Then I have to do it with my right hand like a chatas. Why? Why does Reb Shimon agree that a chatas you need your right hand? Because there it says etzpa. There it says etzpa. Reb Shimon agrees if it says etzpa. He might not agree if it says yad, but if it says etzpa, as we discussed, the carbon chatas is the only carbon where you do the zrikas. There are many unique halachas to the zrikas achatas. You have to do it above the chut ha-sikra, above the middle line of the mizbeach, and you got to do it not only above, but all the way on top. You got to do it on the kronos. You got to do the zrikas on the kronos. That's different than even olas ha'of is also above the chut ha-sikra, but that's on the mizbeach on the side, not on the kronos, not on the corners. But you do it all the way on the corners, and we by achatas shtayim shein arba is not good enough. Even though by other kabbalas shtayim shein arba is good enough, two that are four, meaning I go to the two diagonal corners of the mizbeach. I think it's the southeast and the northwest. I sprinkle it on the corner, and the blood shoots to both sides from each of the sprinklings. You only have to do two, and you end up getting all four sides. Now you have to do it by the other karbanos. Chatas requires four. Four tefillah, right, by each of the chronos. And we required earlier the first pair of tefillahs etzpa. I have to dip my finger in before each time I sprinkle it. So those are all unique halachos of a carbon chatas. But Reb Shimon agrees by that, those avodos that you have to do with your right hand, because it says etzpa. So if I choose to do the carbon mincha with my hand, I do the haktorah with my hand, so then I have to do it like a carbon chatas with my hand. Kachatas. Bal ovda bekli. But what if I choose to do it bekli? I do not do it with my hand. I choose to put it into the kli sha'aretz. And ovda b'smol ka'asham. Then I can do it with my left hand. I could carry the kli with my left hand. Question mark. So you see that from Reb Yehuda, Reb Reb Chia, that he already requires right hand by the actual kmitza. So, what does Reb Shimon do with these extra drashas, the Gzeira Shava, and what does he do with Yad Yad? So, the Gemara answers, even Reb Shimon has the following chiddush. Lo nitzrucha ela lekometz minchas chote. What about the kmitza for the minchas chote? We know most karbanas mincha are voluntary karbanas. Karban mincha. But a karban mincha could be brought by a yachid as well. A karban mincha can never be brought by shutfin. You can never have two people that get volunteer to bring a karban mincha. They can volunteer to bring a keves, they can volunteer to bring an ola, or a shlamim, but that's the halacha. Shutfin cannot bring a mincha. It only has to be brought, we discussed that, Meshach Chachman Pashas Dvarim. Right? Your karban mincha can only be brought by a tzibur, or by the shnei lechem and the lechem apanim, those are all karban minchas, or they can be brought by a yachid. So if a yachid brings a karban mincha, most of them they're voluntary. Once in a while, we have karban minchas that are brought al chait. Brought al chait. So one is a carbon sota, so this brought al chait, or by the olav yoreid, by the chatas olav yoreid. If somebody is very, very poor for those specific averis that you're allowed to bring an olav yoreid for, as we discussed in Parshas Vayikra, so that also could bring a carbon mincha. What's the difference between those carbonous mincha and others? Those aren't made special. They're not made mehuder, meaning there's no oil. No one mixed any oil into those karban minchas because oil makes it fancy, and these are brought for averus, so nothing fancy by these karbanas. So lo nisrucha elakom es minchas chote by karban minchas chote. Sakad adachamina, you might have thought Hob Amar Reb Shimon. Reb Shimon says, yes, even though I agree that you shouldn't put oil on it, really, logically, you should make them bring the oil. Why? Shelo Yehei Karbano Mehudar. But Reb Shimon says, you don't bring the oil because you don't want his oil, his carbon to be mehudar, even though the Gemara there says that really we feel bad not making them bring the oil because of the principle of shelo yehi chote niskar. You know what? He should get off easier because he was a chote. He doesn't have to spend as much money for the oil. But really, Reb Shimon says that what can you do? You don't want his, even though you have that counter pressure, you don't want his carbon to be mehudar. So kikamat lebesmol nami diskasher. So maybe also we should say the standards are different, that even with the left hand, it should be kosher. Says the Gemara, Kamash Malan, still, you have to do it with your right hand. Don't think that the avoda of the Minchas Chote, even though it might have certain halachos that are different, don't think in this regard it is different. Rashi explains the Havamina. You look in the last Rashi before the Mishnah. Hol Amar Reb Shimon Parakama de Menachas. Bidin hu shetei Minchas Chote tuna shemen v'lavona. Really, it should require shemen and lavona. Why? Shelo yehei chote niskar. Because you don't want the sinner to gain. Why not? Because karbana mehuda. But you see, he really wants to say that you should bring it, but in Lamaisa he does it, so you might say here also it's different. Kamash Malan, that's why you have the Xerah Shavim. Okay, so that's related to right, Yamin, right? Smol and Yamin, that type of psol. Now we get to the next mission, the second mission in the parak. That is, the first mission is talking about Kabbalah. If something, a person does the shouldn't do the Kabbalah, does the Kabbalah, or if he does it in the wrong way. Let's say the Kabbalah was done, and then the Kohen trips. Nishpach adam ala ritzpa v'asafo pasol. What if the blood goes on the floor? What exactly is this case talking about? So, the Mishnah says, the Rashi explains that the case here is where it wasn't nishpach from the kli. Had it been nishpach from the kli, that would be okay. But if it went directly from the neck of the animal onto the floor, that's what we're talking about here. Va'asafo, and he gathered it up. Puzzle, that is puzzle, special did. It has to go straight from the neck of the animal into the kli. But if it went into the kli and then it spilled out, then you could gather it up and then put it back into the kli. The Rambam also paskins. The Gemara here doesn't say that if the nishbach adam, period, puzzle, which would make it seem that if you spilled some of the blood straight, then you finish, even if there's blood left in the neck. Doesn't possible carbon, that's not true. It's only if you went and were ma'asef, the blood from the floor. But let's say some of it shot out. I shafted the animal and it shot out to the floor. I didn't position the kli in the right way. But if, as long as there's still appropriate blood, we'll talk about what appropriate blood is in a minute. As long as there's appropriate blood left in the neck still, I could get whatever's left in the neck and go straight. L'chadchila, as we'll see, we try to get all the blood, or the lifeblood, into the kli. But if I didn't, as long as there's still blood left in there, it is okay. So this halach, that's what the Rambam paskins in Hilchos Tulei HaMikdashim, Nishbach Miksas Hadam Mitzavar Behema Al Haaretz, V'lo Asafo, V'kibel Miksaso Mitzavar Behema, Haaretz HaKosher. Right, what does the Mishnah say? Bivadayik, if the blood spills on the floor and you gathered it up, it's possible. But if you didn't gather it up, and you got it straight from the animal, more blood, that's okay. That's okay, as long as it's a proper blood, like the Rambam is going to say in a second. Okay, so that is the halacha, that it has to come straight from the neck of the animal. Tana Rabbana, says the Braisa, V'lokach HaKohen, V'lokach HaKohen HaMashiach Midam HaPar, the anointed Kohen shall take from the dam of the par, from the blood of the cow, Midam Udarshin Par, Midam HaNefesh, V'lomidam ha'or, v'lomidam ha'tamsis. What does blood of the par mean? It means the lifeblood. The blood that shoots out after I shecht it, that the life of the animal leaves with this blood. As the pasuk says, ki adam hu ha'nefesh, that's the blood that has to be taken for Kabbalah. V'lomidam ha'or, not the blood that comes out right away, right when I start cutting the neck, the skin. Let's say the whole shechita is done in a very quick motion. We'll learn all the ways how to shecht in Maseches Chulin. You don't shecht karate chop. It's not how you shecht. You go back and forth, right? If you karate chop, that's one of the psulei shechita, right? So you have to go, you go slowly back and forth, but not slowly like the animal's going to suffer, chas v'shalom. But that is, but if right, if you would stop time right after I cut the skin, before I get to the pipes of the animal, so if blood comes out there, that's not good. That's not blood that counts. That's dam ha'or, blood of the skin. V'lomi dam ha'tamsis, and also dam ha'tamsis, which is blood that comes out afterwards. Blood that comes out after the animal is basically already dead, that also is not allowed. Big question, other context, what Dama Tamsis is, but for us now, what we have to know is Dama Nefesh is blood that comes out when it shoots out. Mikdash David here discusses, what do you need a special pasuk to exclude Dama Tamsis? Dama Tamsis is pasul lizrika. And doesn't all blood that you have a mitzvah to be makabel have to be kashul lizrika? If blood is pasul lizrika, you have to be makabel it. You have to have a special din that you have to only be makabel. The mitzvah of kabbalah is only by dam nefesh. Why do you need a pasuk to exclude that? It's pasul lizrika. So answers the Mikdash David, an important principle. There's a chi of kabbalah of blood, even if it's pasul lizrika. He says, Mikan Raya, this is in Zion Base. The Tsarach Lakabel Avdam She'eno Roy Lizrika. Mishum Zed, the Tsarach Lakabel Kal Damo Shalpar. All the Dam of the Par. Why? Because he says, right when I shech the animal, all the blood that's still in the animal has Kedusha. All the blood that's still in the animal has Kedusha. You can't use it for all Zrikas. But all about Kedusha. Lefi Zed, Im La'acher Shechita, Yakizu Bodam. Let's say I blood left the animal right after Shechita. So before, you hate tzarech lekabel after makaza. Ki kol dama nefesh tzarech lekabel. As long as it's still dama nefesh. Da yidei shchita niskadish kol adam shal behema. V'tzarech lekabel kol dama nefesh. V'yefshar de lezrika gamkein. As long as the animal's still alive. As the gamkein yekashar osu adam de minale de tzarech shi yidasa dam derech tafka derech tzavar. Maybe all blood that comes out of the animal as it's dying will be kashul lizrika. Who says there's anything has to be come out of the neck? There's no special gzeras hakasa that has to come from the neck. It comes directly from the animal. But if catch that blood too. And he says this relates to the general chakira. How do I look like Kabbalah Saddam? Get every avoda we can have a discussion about. Kabbalah. Is Kabbalah more connected to the shechita or more connected to the zrika? Right? Is Kabbalah about the gemar melech shechita? You shecht the animal and catch the blood? Or is it more tchilas ma'isa zrika? The Kabbalah is getting ready for the later zrikas. He says that maybe there are two elements. That's the discussion here in the Mikdash David, Simon Zion Os base. He assumed there's at least two elements, even if it's in not every case it gets ready for the zrika, there's still halach of just finishing the shechita. And he says that maybe a nafkamina might be a bama, because a bama, you catch the blood in a klichol, not in a klisharis. Quotes Gemara's later on, that Hashem we will have. Anyway, that's the chakira of the achronim when it comes to Kabbalah. A nafkamina might be, is there a concept of Kabbalah Saddam, even by blood, is there a havamina, Kabbalah Saddam, but even by blood, that will not be kosher lizrika. So that's how the Mikdash David relates to this Gemara. Okay, let's continue. So the halacha is only midam apar, only from dam that comes out as the animal is dying, not from blood that comes out earlier, that's the dam or, and not from the blood that comes out later, that's the dam tamsis. Midam hapar, dam mehapar yikablenu. If you switch the mem from before the word dam, and you put it from the before the word par, so you can read it dam mehapar. Dam from the cow directly yikablenu. And that you're allowed to do, as we'll see. These talk a daitach. You're allowed to switch those letters. Mi dam hapar kidachsiv, mi dam vafilu mixas dam. Because if you take the pasuk literally, that mi dam hapar means from the dam of the par. Usually that means part, all you need is partial, only some of the blood. So v'yama ravar shokhi zorach shekabalas kal damo shalpar. But really, we don't look at chila, you're supposed to catch all of the blood of the par. Shenam marves kal damo yishpof. All the blood you have to pour. So Ella, mi dam hapar, dam me hapar yikabladu. But you're allowed, using one of the tools that Chazal have, you're allowed to switch around the mem and put it from one word to the next word and read it as dam me hapar yikabladu. Blood from the par, you have to accept it. Vikasavar, and we hold Gorin Umosifin Vadarshin. You're allowed to be Gore, you're allowed to take away one letter, Mosif, and then add it to another word, and then read it that way. Gorin Umosifin Vadarshin. Period. What might I say? Oh, come on, what kind of tool is this? just switching around the words. The answer is we always have to remember that HaKadosh, by all these tools, by all the Klal V'Chomer, that might be the exception. Klal V'Prat Klal and Miyat V'Riba and all these other principles, Shnei Ksuvim Ebo Ke'echad, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave the Torah in encoded form. He dafka embedded into the Torah all of these rules and all of these halachos that Chazal, Darsha, he gave Chazal the tools to decode the Torah. So we have them like, oh, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave this rule. Gorin was Sifah V'Darshan. He gave the rule. What we can always ask the question, why is Torah Shebichsav written as it is? Just because we have a drasha to say, you don't take a kipshuta, but as Gemara says, there's pshuta shal mikra, ain't a mikra yosef v'dei pshuta. There's no exception to that, except for one by Yibam. But you always have to say, why did it say it this way? So maybe the hint is here, b'di'evet. The halacha b'di'evet, you don't have to be mekabel kol adam. Maybe that's the pashas of the pasuk. But the fact that you could switch it around, space of it's who amar but who amar. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave the Torah. Right? HaKadosh Baruch Hu said you can darshan the Torah in this way. So every time we have a drashas chazal, that's not the pshat, but it's because HaKadosh Baruch Hu meant it this way. He meant it that we should darshan the Torah this way. One other. All right. So what some of the achronim pick up. We're asking a kasha from Vahama Rav, from a statement of Rav. Usually ask a kasha from a Tana. So you can say Rav Tanu Palik, he was on the border, but it might be, so one of the Akronim say, no, it just means from the drasha of the Pasuk, that's what the Kasha's from. Ravik says the drasha of the Pasuk, but really it's the drasha of the Pasuk that is the real Kasha. Okay, Gufa, we go weiter. Amar of Yehuda Marav, HaShochet Tzor Shigabal is called Damo Shalpar, Shenemar, the Shochet has to be Makabal all the Dam. As it says, this Kol Dam Apar, Yishafech, all the dam should be spilled. So the Gemara, one second. Fabishirayim siv, that pasuk is by Shvicha Shirayim. We had earlier that not besides the Dalav Odos, there are other actions that one has to be done before and after. You have to be mala evarim to the kevesh. That's part of the avoda. At the end, you have to burn the emurin overnight, burn the fats. That's not ma'akev. And also shvicha shirayim, the leftover blood that's left in the mizrach, that's left in the cup, has to be poured into, there's a little hole on the southwest corner of the mizbeach. You got two holes there. One of them is used for shvicha shirayim. And therefore you pour the leftover blood in there, and it goes all the way down underneath the mizbeach, and it goes into Nachal Kidron, as the Mishnah says. So that's all on ma'akev. So I can see this pasuk, but you have to catch all the dam. That's by shvicha shirayim. So Gemara says, im eino inyan l'shirayim. If it can't be referring to the shirayim where it's written. Why? To halesa l'kule dam. Because by the shirayim, you for sure are not using all the blood, because the shirayim is after the avoda where you zorek some of the dam. So but it can't be meant in the context where it is written. So Taneo Inyan Bikabalah. So it must be referring to Kabbalah Sadam, that Lechadchila, at least you have to be Mikabal the whole dam. As we said though, if some of it shoots right to the floor, you could get other dam from the neck. You don't have to be Mikabal all of it. That's not a din Le'ikuva. There is a Machlokas Rishonim, a seeming Machlokas Rishonim, talking about Kabbalah, it has to go straight from the neck of the animal to the Kli. What if I catch it in two Kalim? What if I have two kalim, and I put one of them under the neck, and then I switch, and I put the other kli. So I have half, you have to catch roi lahazoya, to catch a certain amount that's roi to be sprinkled. What if I catch half of roi lahazoya in one kli, and half of roi lahazoya in another kli, and then I mix them together? Is that good enough? Is that makadesh? Or did I mess up? Because it has to be directly from the animal. That's the machlokas we showed him. Who we know for sure is Rashi. Rashi later on, if you have it, Rashi in, later on, at the side of Gimel and Mabez, Rashi says on top, Kibel pachos b'kdei azoya b'kli zeh, v'chazar v'irev. Hold on, the back of Sadek Gimel Abayis, the second Rashi. Chazar v'irev. He already put it together, so the Gemara there says b'feirish that it's puzzle. Rashi says that if you do that, it is puzzle. The Achronim are not sure about the Rambam, but the Arsameach and others assume that the Rambam holds kosher. That if you, as long as you catch it in the Kli Shavis, if you mix it in afterwards, that would be okay. What's the Nekudas of Machlokas? So the Achronim say maybe it relates to the Chakir that we mentioned earlier. What is Kabbalah Sadam? A little bit different, but this is another way of saying the Chakira. Is Kabbalah Sadam a din in the Dam? The Dam has to be caught. The Dam, you have to have all the Dam be Makubal and a Klisha race. The Lachar should be Kasher. It was all Makubal and a Klisha race. So what? It was two different Klisha race and you mixed it. It's a din in the Dam. Or is it, no, it's a din in the Avoda. Din the Avoda that you have to go from the neck into a Kiddush of a Klisha race. And here, if you're saying that there was a hefsek in between, because while it's half and half, it's not makudish yet until it goes afterwards, mixed in. Because that's when there's only kiddush when you have the proper shear. So maybe if it's din of the Dama or din of the Avodah, that might be the machlokas between Rashi and possibly the Rambam. But that is a machlokas to keep in mind that we might come back to if you do it half.
But if you had a proper shear in half?
If you have a proper shear in half, then that's makudash, period. That's it. The question is, what if the other half is puzzle and you mix it in, would that be ruin it? That's a question. If you have a proper shear in one, then for sure it's okay. The question is, could you ruin it afterwards? Okay. I mean, mixing damim is something that comes up on Yom Kippur. You know, the Kohen Gadol. V'lokach midam ha'par midam ha'ser. In one of the cases, he according to some Tanoim, after he does three sprinklings inside by the Aron and by the Mizbeach Hazav and by the Paroches, so he does the dam ha'par, one of the cows, one of the Se'irim, and then he mixes, and he takes it inside. V'lokach midam ha'par midam ha'ser. Does that mean he mixes it in? So Rabbi Yehuda says, yes, and that's his raya, that min b'mino ain't obatel, because it's still called the dam of the par and the dam ha'ser, even though it's mixed in. So there, you had, you know, proper Kabbalah, then you're doing some kind of mixing. Okay, weiter, says the Gemara. Omar of Yehuda, Omar Shmuel. When a shochet shechts by kachim, this is by kachim, we're not talking about chulin, but these are many different halachas of shchit and chulin. Even though, if you remember, we had at the end of the first parak, we didn't have a shir on this yet, it's owed, there is no shir b'i in this week, so Chanukah recess. But so next week we'll continue. Shchit akshir bizar. Remember we had at the end of the first parak that a shchit is the only avodah that can be done by a zar. Why? So Tosas quoted an opinion, because after all you have shchita by chulin. So if shchita by chulin, so it must not be such a major avoda, even though there are many differences between shchita chulin and shchita of kachim. So here's one of the differences: by a shochet, when a kohen shechs or a yisrael shechs, he has to lift the knife up, meaning he can't let blood drip from the knife into the kli sharis. He has to do it in a certain type of motion that the blood does not go from the knife. Shenemar v'lokach midam hapar v'lomi dam hapar v'davar acher v'dam sakin. Right, so there. Sorry, v'davar acher. You can't go. It has to go directly from the neck of the animal, and not from the neck of the animal, and something else, and from the knife. V'dam sakin b'mai mekanechlei. So, what do you do with the dam sakin, the blood that's on the knife? What do you do with it? So, Amar Abaye b'sfas mizrak. You wipe it with. What do you wipe it with? You wipe it on the outer edge, the outside of the kli sharis. So that's what you do. Kidachsiv kapori zav. Like it says, bowls of zav, but kapori also means to wipe. So therefore, that's how you know you're supposed to wipe it. Why can't you just wipe it with a shmata? Why can't you just wipe it clean? Get a towel and wipe it clean. So the Radvaz asked this kashin, Hilchos Maaser Karbanos, why can't you just wipe it with a shmata? It says, V'im tomar, dalid ches. The Rambam quotes this halacha. You gotta pick up the knife and wipe it on the outside of the mizrach. V'im tomar, kibet she'ina roi lezrika, lama makancho. You can't sprinkle this dam anyway. You didn't do Kabbalah Sadam on it, so who cares about this dam? Just wipe it off before you do the next shchita. Right? What's that? Before you do the next shchita, wipe it off. V'yesh lomar, din is kadish b'kli. The knife is also a kli sharis. So that's kedusha. V'tzarech shvicha liyasod. You have to have your shvicha shirayim. All leftover sanctified blood has to be poured into the hole on the mizbeach. So this blood was sanctified on the knife. V'yaf algav di amrina la'el she'im ein sham kedei hazaya lonis kadish b'kli. Hey, we just said that if you don't have enough of a shear, it's not makudish anyway. Like if you only had half of a shear and a kli. V'dama nidva pesakin ebo kedei hazaya. The blood that's on the knife is only a very small amount. Says the Radvaz. Fascinating. Hani mili, when do we say that the blood... Interesting, this relates to what you just said also, Mati. Hani mili, when do you say that the blood does not achieve kedusha, when it doesn't have enough? De'ein b'kol hadam shen iskabel kedei hazah. If there's no kedushas hadam of any dam that you only had half of over here and half over here. Aval hacha di'ika dam meruba b'mizrak v'nis kadesh, and once you have a shear in a certain kli, gamash al hasakin nami nis kadesh v'tzarech kinuach b'sfas ha'mizrak. When you have no shear anywhere, there's no kiddush at all. But once you have kiddush hadam in one spot in the kli, then blood wherever it went, as long as it went into a kli shares, that achieves kedusha, and it has to be nishpach. Is that royal zrika? I don't know if it's royal. It's not royal zrika. We have here. It can't go from the knife to the kli shares. But you have to have kabbalas hadam also. But wherever the dam is, it achieves kedusha once you had a certain amount. This tziruf. Magic. It's magic. Once there's kedusha dam, then blood from this animal, wherever it went, is kadosh. And that's why on the knife, you got to wipe it off on the kli. You can't just wipe it off with the shmata, because it needs shvicha shirayim. You have to pour it on the yisod of the mizbeach. Okay. Amar Rav Chista, Amar Rav Yirmiyah bar Abba. other halachas of shechita. Hashochet tzarech sheyitein vridin. We'll talk hakli. You kind of put the vridin into the kli. What are the vridin? The vridin are some of the pipes of the animal that you're going to shech, the windpipe and the food pipe. The vridim are some of the veins that are in there that the blood comes out of. So before I do the shechita, I have to make sure those vridim are latocha kli. What does that mean? So Rashi and other Rishonim say it means above the kli sharis, directly above the kli sharis. So right when I shech, the blood should go straight down. It's above the kli sharis. It can't be like away, and then I'm going to move the klisharis afterwards. It manami amar avasi amar biyochanan vridin shalach sheyiru avir kli. You got to do it right above the avir kli, so then it goes straight in. It's not over anywhere else before it goes in. Right? Rashi says on top. Hai toch lav dafka. Talo efshar ella. How can you right grab the pipes of the windpipe and the food pipe, whatever, and you pull it down. You can't put it into the cup before you shecht it. It's in the animal. So Rashi says, toch is lavdafka here. It means that the avir, you just bring it to right over the kli. Ba'aminei Rav Asi Rav Yochanan. Ha'imakabel v'nifkasu sholei mizrach actually yigia dam lavir. A conceptual question. Not exactly if this happened. Let's say I shecht the animal, right, which is above the kli, and before the blood gets into the airspace of the kli, the bottom of the kli collapses. And now there's no bottom of the kli. Is that called, I did a Kabbalah yet? It never got within the confines, within the airspace of the kli itself, meaning with the wall surrounding it. Because Rashi says that wouldn't be a question. That for sure would be okay. That would be already kluta, because there's no din. There's no din. Interesting. By Kabbalah, the Achronim explained this, Rashi, there's no din that it has to touch the bottom of the kli. That's not Kabbalah Saddam. Kabbalah Saddam has to be in the kli. So what is in the kli? Right over here, inside the cup, that's good enough. Just like if you have a sheretz hanging inside a kli cheres. It's in the airspace of a kli cheres. It's batami the kli cheres. You don't have to touch the bottom of it. Kabbalah Saddam meaning it's inside the kli. So once the blood gets inside the kli, and then the floor collapses of the kli, the bottom of the kli, that's fine. That's not a kasha. That's for sure. That was Kabbalah Saddam, and therefore what? Therefore, what? What's an afkamina? If it goes on the floor, you're allowed to pick it up and put it back in. Right? That's an afkamina. If it went straight to the floor, it would be puzzle. But here, if it's already in the airspace, it's already considered there was a Kabbalah Saddam, and therefore it went onto the floor, I'm allowed to pick it up and put it back in. But the Shaila is, what if it's still above? I shechted it, the blood's on its way down, and then the floor collapses. It didn't get into the airspace of the kli yet.
We also say that the dam is about zero for one long... One long line of
dam. Well, do you say one long line of dam? Because only some of us going to be in. Okay, unless you say it's the shear is already in there, and the rest of it doesn't passel. But you're right, but you have to say it's all connected. So it says the Gemara Mahu. What's the Shaila? Avir, Shein Sofo Lanuach, Kumunach Dami, Olo Kumunach Dami. Avir, something in the airspace that is not destined to rest in the bottom. Because this blood, you know, HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows that in another second, this bottom of the kli is going to collapse. Going to get ruined. So this is avir she'ein sofo lanuach. It's not. Its destiny is not to be to rest on the floor. So is that kumunach dami or lav kumunach dami? If somebody comes along and chops the bottom of the kli off, so then that might be difficult. It's sofo lanuach, right? Until a person came along, it was going to collapse. But either way, this is a case where Kadosh Baruch Hu knows it's going to collapse in a minute. So do you say it's sofo lanuach or lav sofo lanuach? Again, lamai nafkamina. So we had one nafkamina. Could you pick it up? Is it considered that you had a Kabbalah Saddam already? And then you could pick it up from the floor. So there were other nafkaminas quoted in the Achronim. And that is, sorry, where's the other, some of the other nafkaminas? What happens if a pasul does it? Is that called Kabbalah Saddam yet? If a pasul does it, does that ruin it? Then you have to have a kusher do it again. Or like the case we had earlier, let's say before it actually touches a coin, the coin becomes a balmum. Like we had a couple of, a week or two ago, that you had the coin throws the dam, and then before it hits the mizbech, it becomes a balmum. So is this considered, are you ready to Kabbalah or not? So you have to know. So the Gemara says, I'm really tani tua. We learned it in a brisa. So, where's the brisa? The brisa is in the context of mikvah, or even not mikvah, mayim chayim. We know there are three halachos where you need more than mikvah. You need what's called mayim chayim, live water, live running water. One of them is paraduma. Paraduma, you have a mayim chayim el keli, got to mix the ashes of the paraduma into mayim chayim, and then sprinkle that onto the person who was tamei meis. So that mayim chayim and a zav and a mitzora. Those are the other two people who need Mayim Chayim. So, says the Brisa, what is Halacha Mayim Chayim? I have to take Mayim Chayim. I have to, L'shem Kiddush Paraduma, in mind that this water is going to be for the Paraduma, I have to catch that Mayim Chayim in a kli, in a bucket, and have the ashes of the Paraduma in it. That's the halacha. It's got to be l'shem kiddush mechatas. If I caught it in a kli for something else, and I'm like, oh yeah, I'm going to use this for the paraduma, it's pasul. It's got to be l'shem kiddush mechatas. So that's what we're talking about here. Amalei tivi too. We learned it a brisa. Chavish amunachas takas azino. Picture a mountain, and there's a pipe like a hill, and the water's flowing down the hill, and there's a pipe that it goes into, and the pipe kind of levels it off. And then there's a bucket, a nice picture, right? And there's a bucket right under the pipe. So it's going to go from the pipe into the bucket. So, says the, and then it's going to go in, and that bucket is there, stam, not for l'shem paraduma. So, when does this mayim become pasul to use for paraduma? So, chavish emunachas tachal azino, mayim shebesocha veshebechutzla psulin. So water that is in it, or even chutzla, even water above it. Even the water before it gets into the airspace of the bucket, if it's above it, it came out of the pipe already, and now it's on top of the bucket, so that is pasul water. Why? Because it's in the avir, it's above the bucket, so we say that's avir of the bucket, it already pasuls. But, tsiref piha lezinuk, but if I put all the bucket, all the, let's say I attach the bucket all the way, so there's no airspace, I put the mouth of the bucket right at the edge of the pipe, so then, ma'im shebesocha psulin. So then, water that goes into the bucket is pasul. Shebechutzala. What does chutzala mean? Chutzala here means it's still in the pipe. It's still in the pipe, even if it's above the bucket, but it's still in the pipe. And let's say I take water out from there for the paraduma, that's okay. Ksherin, because that's not in the pipe anymore. That's not in the bucket yet. So what do you see from here? The Gemara tries to bring a raya. Avir. The airspace of something, even before it gets into the confines, the walls of the kli, it's already considered pasul. So too, just like by mayim chayim, by the chavis, we said if it's going from the pipe, even when it's above the bucket, it's already pasul, even before it gets within the walls of the bucket. So too, we should say the same thing by Kabbalah Sadam. Says the Gemara, maybe the answer that you're thinking. One second, how could you compare the two cases? Hi, my boy, mine avir she ain't sofa lanuach. The kapashale avir she sofa lanuach. Our kasha is where the bucket loses its bottom in the middle. That's our Shiloh. We're not talking about a regular case of a bucket where the floor is there. In a case, we have a regular bucket. So maybe you're right. If they have the before it gets within the airspace of the bucket, you could say that it already is considered in the bucket and it's already is considered on the floor there in apostles by Paraduma. Our question is, before it gets there, the floor gives out. That's our Shiloh. So how can you bring me a right from one to the other? You might say there, it's ain't sofa lanuach. So the Gemara says, tarti kabar mine. Really, the question was about both. So he gave this answer at least about one. Imtim salomar avir shein sovel anuach lav kumunach tami. Even if you want to say avir that is not destined to hit the floor is lav kumunach avir shein sovel anuach mai. So fine, you have to tell me that if the floor is going to give out, that's not considered munach yet. But what about the lesser question? If it's sovel anuach. So Rav Yosef Masi Hachi, this was all the Rav Yosef discussion. Meaning, Rav Yosef asked the kasha about kachim, and he got an answer about chavis. That's how the conversation took place. Rav Kahana Masni Chavis, Boi Minei Upashalei Chavis. Rav Kahana says, no, the whole Shaila in the Beis Medrash was about Mayim Chaim, was about Chavis. He asked him about Chavis, and he answered him. Rabba Masni Chavis, Masni Chavis Boi Minei Upashalei Mizrak. Rabba had the opposite of the first view. He said the Kasha was about Mayim Chaim, and the answer given was about Klishares. The answer given was about Klishares, if the floor gives in. But what do you mean if the floor gives it? What did he answer him? Even by, don't you agree by a Mizrak? When let's say you're holding the Mizrak underneath the animal. Holding the Mizrak underneath the animal's neck. So even if you put it directly underneath, let's say does the blood directly from the animal go all straight down when you shecht? It doesn't go straight down. It goes in all directions. Some of the directions horizontally. So if it's going horizontally, and then it goes down, so that's still within the airspace on top. And it's all kosher. That's considered directly from the animal. That's not called from the air to the kli. It's considered from the tzavar to the behemah. So you see from there, avir, shesofa lanuach. So you see, even by Mizrach, you have an answer. So that was how Rabbah had the version of the conversation. The question was about Chavis, so we proved it from Mizrach, because even by Mizrach, you could prove that the blood is not going directly down, it's going first horizontally, and therefore that's not, you shouldn't say it's going directly from the animal, it's going from the air if you say that the airspace is not considered already in the kli. It must be the airspace is already considered in the kli, and therefore, right, when it leaves the animal, it's considered in the kli, so therefore, even though it goes horizontally first and then down into the kli, that is not a psul, that's still considered directly from the animal. Okay, period. Last skinny loin. Tanan Hasan. The Mishnah says in Mesachas Para. The Halacha Mesachas Para, as we noted, is you have to put the water, the Mayim Chayim, into a vessel. L'shem Kiddush. So what happens if you needed some help? Yeah, if it's on a slope, let's say the Mayim Chayim is coming down, and you needed some help getting it into the bucket. So let's say you put a leaf to make it jump, go into the bucket, or my hand, or anything. So the water goes down, hits my hand, and uses it like a diving board and goes into the bucket. So nasan yada o raglo, if you put your hand or your leg, oh ali yarakos, or leaves of vegetables, kadesha yavru mayim lachavids psulin, so that the water goes into the barrel for paraduma psulin. Ali kanim vali agozim ksheira. But if you use the leaves of kanim or agozim, those are kosher. Those are not edible. Why? What's the difference? Zeaklal, davar makabel tuma psulin, davar shena makabel tuma ksheirin. You're not allowed to use davar hamakabel tuma in order to help get your mayim chayim into the barrel for para aduma usage. Why not? Minani mili, what's the source? Davar Rav Yochanan, Mishnah Rav Yosi Baraba, Amar Kra, Ach Mayan Ubar Mikve Mayim Yetahor. That's the makar by Mikva Mayan and Bor Mikva Yihyeh Tahor. Yihyeh, it should be. Hava Yasan, when it is becoming, we dash over the word Yihyeh, its creation, Al Yidei Tara Tehei, should be through something Tahor, therefore you cannot use anything that is Mikabel Tuma in creating the barrel of water that's going to be used for Paraduma. Even though the Pasuk is by Mikva, which is not Kiddush Mechatas, but we're using that pasuk for Para Aduma. Amr Rabbi Chiya, Amr Rabbi Yochanan, Zoso Meres, this whole discussion proves to me, Avir Kikli Kikli Dami. The Avir of a Kli has the status of a Kli. Why? Because let's say I have my hand. I have my hand that's helping the water, it's going down the mountain, and my hand goes up. When it goes off my hand, it first goes into the air, and then it goes into the Kli. So is that called directly going from a hand to the Kli? So you see from here that avir kli is kikli dami. That the second it goes off my hand, it is considered pusle, that water. Why, or else it would be considered going from the air into the kli. It must be the second that it goes off my hand. So therefore, that proves that avir kli is kikli dami. So amalei reb zeira lor b'yechia baraba. V'domah b'shoh says, no, maybe you put your finger touching the kli. Right, and it's dripping off. It's dripping off from your finger. It's not going in any airspace. The issue is not, there's no airspace here. It just shows it's dripping off your hand into the kli. So the Gemara says, Rashi says, miyadu l'kli v'lo bo mino avir. It's not going into the avir at all. So the Gemara says, I'm like, tarda, silly one. K'deisha yavar mayim l'chavis tanan. It says, la'avor, to pass from the water to the chavis, la'avor, sounds like it's going in the air. It's going in the air. It's not dripping from your hand into the kli. Semicolon. So end of that discussion. We try to prove from that Mishnah, and we did that the avir kli is kli dami because it goes, shoots from my hand into the air and then into the kli, or from something that's tahar into the air into the kli. So therefore, you see avir kli is kli dami. Because it's Reb Chaim, but we have to just do one more line. Amar Reb Chiya Baraba, Amar Reb Yochanan, Meidusha Reb Sadok Nishas Mishnah Zu. Reb Yochanan told us this Mishnah, Ditznan Hey Reb Sadok Ala Zochalin Shakilchan Ba'aliyah Gozim. If you have water that you gathered with Ba'aliyah Gozim, leaves of nuts, Shehin Ksherin, that's kosher, that does not passel. Zeh Yemaisa Ba'aliyah, Uba Maisa Ve'chachamim, B'lishkas Hagazis, the Chachamim in the Lishkas Hagazis, in the base of Migdash, this Maisa came to them, Vihich Shiru, and they were Machshir. Meaning this halacha of, they said Aliyah Gozim, were also examples of something that is tar, that you're allowed to be Makabel, the water in it, and then put it into the Kli. Okay, we'll have to stop here. This is all various halachas about Kabbalas Adam. Kabbalas Adam and Kabbalas anything else that you have to be makabel, what ruins it, what doesn't ruin it, does it be direct, not direct, does something, a tummy in the middle, ruin it, or does airspace ruin it? That was the discussion here. Okay, we'll stop here, and we'll continue, Ben Shem, tomorrow.